Good morning, people of God. How are you this great day?
Grateful.
You got to read something. Dima gave me something to read right before service today. And that's something, and maybe we should just publish that in the newsletter. Right, Dima? Or I know Jan, it was in Jan's book. I know. But it was really a very enlightening way of looking at gratitude, being grateful for things, and happy Mother's Day.
So good.
And I heard. Thank you, Bill. It's really good, you know. It's a day of remembrance, and for me, I remember my mother who has been gone from me for the last 21 years. So, but you'll hear a little bit more about her in my sermon today. Just a foretaste of what's to come. So anyway, let's join together and sing our gathering song, You Servants of God. You servants of God, your master proclaim, and knowledge of God, his wonderful name, an angel victorious, for Jesus is full, his kingdom is glorious, and rules over all. Ascended on high, Almighty to save, I invite you to stand as you're able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Let's take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let's share that peace with one another. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Glory be to God in heaven, peace, will to all the earth. Let us pray. Gracious and glorious God, you have chosen us as your own, and by the powerful name of Christ, you protect us from evil. By your Spirit, transform us in your beloved world, that we may find our joy in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Maybe see. By the way, I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream and a goal that next fall our choir will, first of all, have a director. But more than that, have at least 20 members. That's my dream. That's my goal. Now, how can you help that come to fruition? We'll talk about that. Okay.
To the river to pray, studying the poem that goes. Good morning. Our first reading this morning is from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 15 through 17 and 21 through 26. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, together the crowd numbered about 120 persons, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who had accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm this morning is the very first one, number one. Happy are they who have walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful.
Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the meditation of God's teaching day and night.
They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper.
It is not so with the wicked. They are like chaff which the wind blows away.
Therefore the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall be destroyed.
Our epistle reading this morning is from 1 John, the 5th chapter, starting at verse 9. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has testified to his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony in their hearts. Those who do not believe in God have made him a liar by not believing in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, and sing our hope in your saving word. Let it burn like fire within us, speak until our hearts are stirred. Hallelujah, Lord, we sing for the good news that you bring.
The Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 17. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus prayed, "I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I invite the kids to come up here instead.
Good morning. I've got one. I need at least one more person. Okay, Ian. Good. Okay. Because it's really... Ian, just come on up, because he'll get involved in one way or another. We're going to be a pretty involved group. Everybody's going to get involved, hopefully. So today, all of our messages work together to talk about sharing the message of Jesus and God. Okay? And in our gospel, Jesus is talking to God, and he says, as you have sent me, so God sent Jesus. He says, as you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. Guess who them is?
Like us.
Us. All of us. Like the three of us?
No.
Or like all of us. Ian's nailed it. Okay, we're moving on. So I want us, all of us, to pretend that this piece of paper is the word of God, the truth. Jesus' life, right here, right? And I have it. I have it. Just like Jesus had it at the very beginning. God had it. He gave it to Jesus. Jesus had it. And guess what Jesus did? He split it up. And he gave it out. Now, what do you think I want you to do? Do it. Split it in two and go find two people to give it to. Go find two people. And then those two people, and then those two people should split it and hand it to somebody else. And whoever gets a piece of paper should split it in two and hand it to two more people. And if you are one of the people that ends up getting a piece of paper and splits it, stay standing. So once you have the paper, split it in two, give it to someone else, and then stay standing. Now, the question is, or I would have asked the kids if we'd had more up here.
The word hasn't gotten over there very much.
No, yeah, we're missing a whole group of people. So the question is, who can spread the word of God? Can it only be adults? Can it only be parents? Can it only be people who have gone to school for certain things? Can it be children? Can it be literally anyone spreading the word of God? What are you doing? There's a whole bunch. Are we seriously, do we seriously spread the entire word of God today? Totally cool right now. Totally cool moment. I think we did it. I think we did it. Is there anyone who did not receive a piece of the word of God today? Not a hand. Not a hand. All right, you guys can have a seat. So my whole message, and if I still had kids, I'd be talking to them. My whole message was that all, yes, yes, right there, I got him, I got him. My whole message was, can only certain people spread the word of God?
No.
Absolutely not. As we could see, everybody of every age, of every race, well, we don't have a whole lot of races, sorry. We have a lot of people of all different faces in our crowd, and everyone in this crowd right here was able to spread the word of God. Who is still holding what is probably a very now small piece of paper? If you're holding that paper, do you think you could now also go beyond our purple doors and give it to someone else? What do you guys think? If you were holding the word of God in your hand right now, which you do, you have it right up here and right here, do you think you could go out of our doors and spread the word of God?
Yeah.
We did it.
I should just sit down. Would you please pray with me? Gracious God, we do we give you thanks for the beauty of this day. We give you thanks for grateful hearts. Help us to understand what that means. And we also thank you for your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Earlier this week, Josie and Dave and I went to a workshop. A workshop. It was called Planet. Not as in the Earth planet. It was Plan It. And in the process of that day, we were with nine churches that were there at that workshop, and the thing was the very practical piece of it was to try to plan out our next year, because that's one of the things that Josie and I have been talking about is what do we need to do to get ready for next year? What things do we want to accomplish? What are some things we hope to add in order to engage in the mission and needs of our greater community, all those different types of things. One of the exercises that we did was circles, and they're like target circles. They get bigger as you go out. The thing about the circles is that they touched each other at some point in time. In the center was culture and family, and then there was I can't remember the order, but there was community, there was, what were some of the other ones? Creation was the outside one. Dave, how's your memory today?
Not good.
Not good, okay. Okay. Well, you know, there's different things like community and different types of things, and we were invited to put in those circles names or things that helped shape our lives within those. And that got me thinking, especially about our text today, where Jesus is praying for his disciples, but he's also praying for us. I wish they would have added one more verse. There's one more verse, and I'll add that later on here in the sermon. But he's praying for us too, and hopefully that'll become clear. In other words, the thing is that I want us to remember that we don't get here by ourselves. And as I think of Mother's Day, I think of my mother. I haven't had my mother in her presence for 21 years, but I've been in the spirit of her presence my whole life. As we think of this Mother's Day, and I'm become so much clearer all the time how she took seriously her job, her role, her privilege to tell me as her child, also my brothers and sisters too, told us about Jesus. And she prayed for us. I can't remember if I've told you this story, but I'm going to tell you it again. If Because it's a good one, in my book anyway. My mother was one of these mothers who, we grew up in a farm, had a two-story farmhouse, and my bedroom was down here in one end, Mom and Dad's bedroom was down here in the other end. And Mom would come down every night, and she would have devotions and pray together. That was our ritual every night as I went to bed. Until I got to be about 11 or 12. Then I didn't think it was so cool anymore. And I banished my mother. Mom, I'm too old for that. So I banished her. Down the hall. To her room. Do you know what she did? She just did it louder. She read the scripture louder. She prayed in a louder voice. And I'd say, Mom, I can hear you. And I'm sure she was smiling when I said that. Now, I said 21 years ago, we lost my mother. And she died of cancer. The last few days of her life, it was the very last day of her life. We, each of my brothers and sister and I, were able to take time with her and, you know, say those things that we wanted to say. Those things that we wanted to talk to each other about. Well, in my time there, we talked, and then finally it became silent. And I said, Mom, would you like me to read scripture to you? And she smiled at me and she said, yeah. So I opened up to the Psalms, which was one of her favorite books, and she had her Bible there. There was no binding left on it. It was falling apart. There was notes all over the place. And I read Psalms such as, I lift my eyes unto the hills, from where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and earth. Psalm 121. The 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. The 46th Psalm, how's it go? Come on. What? Yes, that's the last part. Very good. Well, anyway, so I started reading. Very good, Katie. Well done, good and faithful servant. Well, anyway, I was reading these different passages to her and reflecting, and suddenly it dawned on me what was happening. What had happened? Because I was doing for her what she did for me. Think about that. I was doing for her what she had done for me. Well done, good and faithful servant. Huh? Throughout the years she prayed for me, and maybe, and you know, it's not just me either. She would be there for others, and I think of those people that have shaped my life along the way. Those people who have shared Jesus with me. I bet you. I want to invite you also to think about those people that have impacted you. How many here knew Mabel Kenyon? Nobody knew Mabel. Nobody here knows Mabel Kenyon. I bet you. Well, I tell you what. If you don't know Mabel, I bet you know somebody like her. Mabel Kenyon was a member of my church growing up. She was the Sunday school superintendent forever. She was old forever, at least in my mind. She was the one that when we had our birthdays, we'd bring our pennies up and we'd put the pennies into the church. It'd be the mission, that would be the mission offering and the such like that. So, and she would do that every Sunday. She lost her son. She had one son. She was a widow. But she was there, loved kids, just loved us. She was also a retired school teacher, and she would sub in our elementary school. We have a small elementary school, and I don't know if you can believe this or not, but sometimes I had trouble keeping my mouth shut. and when Mrs. Kenyon, because we would call her Mrs. Kenyon, when I wasn't behaving, huh? She would come behind me and grab me by the hair on the back of the neck. Just go ahead and pull the people's necks, hair on the back of the neck. That hurts. She would do that. And one time she also taped my mouth shut with tape. Now, I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can do that anymore. Is that against the rules now, I think? Well, but the other thing about Mabel, she was also one of my confirmation teachers. She was one of those people that was a part of the group, the community of faith that shaped, was instrumental in shaping who I was. Did I think about that when I was growing up? Of course not. It wasn't until I was much later I was probably in my 30s and 30s where suddenly some of these things started coming together, where the influence and impact of others. Do you know Elsie Anderson? Anybody here know Elsie? Well, I bet you know someone like her. You know, Elsie was the mother of a high school classmate of mine. We went through, her son Kevin and I went through confirmation together, and were classmates in high school. And they lived on a farm north of the town that I grew up by. And, you know, it was a very welcoming home. There was always goodies there when we went over there to play or things like that. And I had seen Elsie for years. For years after I left high school, I must not have got home very much or something, at least not on Sundays. But anyway, on the day of my ordination, here Elsie comes trucking down the aisle of the church like she's bent on and determined is she's going to tell me something. And she grabbed me by the shoulders and says, "Randy, I've been praying for you all these years." I bet you know someone like Elsie. That's because that's one of the things we don't think about sometimes, is that people actually do pray for each other. Next week is baccalaureate, and there's gonna be a few of our seniors here, and I want to be able to tell them that you folk out here are going to be praying for them in their life after they leave this place. Why is that so important? Why is it so important to recognize and to be active in our lives of each other, not just those around us, not just worrying about ourselves? Jesus, isn't it terrible I have to take glasses off to read? The evening before his crucifixion, and while anticipating the future here, the betrayal, his trial and condemnation, his execution, Jesus stops. He stops everything in this chapter 17 of John. And he prays for those he loves. So what we hear here, prayer is love. It's that simple. You know, we may not be comfortable in praying out loud for one another, and we often don't like to share that love. But I think Jesus has a few pointers to us. Two in particular. As we think about sharing. As we think about our own prayer. And perhaps we can include others in that. Prayer is a chance to remind ourselves of blessing and giving thanks. Jesus takes the opportunity to recognize the disciples that have been given to him and that he's kept them in his word. And he gives thanks for them. Do you know how powerful it can be to hear that someone else is praying for you? To hear someone else thanking God for you? That's something we can do. We can do for each other more and more frequently. In fact, that's something, if I'm going to should on somebody, that's something we should do. Pray for each other. Thank God for each other. Number two, prayer is a chance to share our deep-seated concerns, our worries, our fears, and ask for help. You know, Jesus in this text was honest about his concerns for his disciples. He knows it's going to be hard for his disciples, that the world will be hard on them, and does not hide that. Perhaps prayer is the time to tell the truth. Pray for others. I'd like to add one more verse to this text. It's the verse that follows where we end. It's verse 20. And it's this. Because it's incredible of what it says to us today. It says this. Jesus is praying. I ask not only on behalf of those, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word. And that's the thing. We, all of us, are among those who believe because someone else told us about Jesus. We don't get here on our own. We have those mothers. I mean, my father was that way too. My grandmother, oh my grandmother, she was a 5-foot-nothing German stout woman. Her name was Anna. My daughter's name is Anna. There's a reason. It means gracious one. And my grandmother was gracious. I love going to see grandma. My cousin and I, who was the same age as I, we would fight. And you can imagine, here's this grandma, who is this gracious one. We're fighting. Judy and I are fighting. And she comes up and grabs us one by here, and just yanks us apart. Did I say she was stout? Yanks us apart and send us to our corners to cool down. I remember this. But the thing about grandma was that there was always the hug. Maybe my grandma was the one who taught me how to hug. People who have put in our lives to share and to tell us about who Jesus is. We don't get here on our own. It also means that Jesus does not stop praying for us, for his disciples, on the evening of his crucifixion, but that Jesus continues to be present praying and working with us. He also prays for us. I really don't know how to end this thing. But you know, maybe there is no end to it. Maybe that's what we need to remember, is that others are dependent upon us to share the love and joy of Jesus as we move out from this place. We don't get here on our own. Others won't get here without us. So share that love. Pray, love, because Jesus did it for us. All for us and always for us, which makes it possible for us to do the same for others. Amen.
Thank you. profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again, ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again as the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We'll receive our morning offering at this time. Stand. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them go in ceaseless praise. Take my hand and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power that You would choose. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them deliver messages from Thee. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my will and make it Thine, we will be no longer mine. Take my heart and let me mold, it shall be Thy royal throne. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let us pray together. Blessed are You, O God, ruler of heaven and earth, day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Rejoicing in the death, life, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we pray for the witness of the church, the wholeness of creation, and all who are in need. End divisions within your church, O God. Open us to receive your testimony. Make us one as you are one. Make our joy complete, Lord, in your mercy. Nourish the soil of your earth, O holy God. Bless the trees planted by the waters, and bless the seeds planted by birds and by our hands. Bring forth fruit in due season, Lord, in your mercy. We pray for warring nations, political refugees, and peacekeepers. Especially today we remember the Middle East, in Syria, and Iraq, those affected by that conflict. Wash away the fear and hatred that tear us apart. Let justice roll down like a mighty stream. Quench our thirst for peace in every land. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are homeless, naked, hungry, imprisoned, and abandoned, or sick. And especially today, we pray for Robert, for Maxine, for Kathy, for Gordon, for Lexan, for Gordy and Carolyn, for Kaya, for Dick, for Maxine, for Ray, for Arnie, for Ray Nevergall, Sean, Steve and Lori, LaVon, Libby, Sam, and all those that we name in our hearts. Send us to shelter and clothe, feed and visit those in need. Be with those in our companion synod in Malawi. All those who serve in the military and their families. And all of our members and friends residing in health and care facilities or who are confined to their homes. Make us your healing and compassionate presence in the world. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for mothers we love and mothers we struggle to love. For adoptive mothers, for stepmothers and foster mothers. For those who long to be mothers. For everyone who has mothered us in the faith. Give rest, healing, wisdom, and strength, Mother in God. Lord, in your mercy. You give us eternal life in your Son. When doubts and fears arise, give us peace in the resurrection promise. Sanctify us in your truth and unite us with all the saints. Lord, in your mercy. We entrust all our prayers to you, gracious God. Receive them by the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our sending song. invite you to be seated. Just want to highlight a few things that are coming along. One thing I want you to really take note of is we had been planning on doing a fundraiser for Josh Madsen. He has informed us, because it's for the National Youth Gathering, of raising funds to help him go. But he has raised the funds, and he has chosen not to do that now. So the fundraiser that was set for the 24th will not be happening. So take it off your list. But pray for Josh and the kids going to the National Youth Gathering. You want to say something about the barbershoppers?
No?
Okay. Dan was going to say has something to say too here. I think the other announcements. I'm still making visits, so if you haven't been visited, you let Jerry know, or Barb know, or one of the other. And we're still visiting. We hope to wind up this intentional piece of visiting by the end of June. So. Okay, I thought you were on your way.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I'll forgive you. I don't know if they will.
What are we here for?
I don't. That's yeah. Right. Go ahead there.
Since it's Mother's Day, I guess we should probably admit that this keeping your mouth shut problem does tend to often be gender related. That's a confession too, right? Yeah. Okay.
We'll take it some way.
I'm here to tell you the good news that the results of our web and social media workshop were quite beyond my expectations, and I want everyone to know that we now have two other administrators for our website, which is Lou Ann and Darren. So if at any time you need some event or something important listed on our website or on our Facebook page, please contact them. The only exception would be if this is a Facebook thing that involves pictures of children, you should go through Josie because she has the privacy information that we need to abide by as regards children. But either Darren or Lou Ann can help with both Facebook and our website. And also the other great thing that's happened as a result of this is Dick is now creating a set of pages for mission and outreach that are going to be a lot more informative than what we've been able to put on there in the past. So I want to thank them very much for participating and being fantastic students for the old curmudgeon professor.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Next Sunday is Pentecost. So if you remember it, wear red. All right? Wear red next Sunday. Just wear those glasses, Joe. Just wear those glasses differently. Wear red, and also next Sunday we'll be recognizing our seniors that'll be graduating in just a few weeks. Any other announcements this morning? Josie?
They're used to me taking their time.
That's okay. We banked a bunch, so.
Like 2 minutes? Okay, so 2 minutes. I just wanted to give everyone a quick update on the local farm. In the last 2 weeks, we have already raised $284.56. That means to hit our goal of $715, we only have to go another $420. And that means that of the farm, we have already covered 12 chicks, 2 pigs, tools, training, seed, and 2 goats, and have started in on the cow. The cow is the only part left. So
it's a big part.
It is.
Big cow.
They're big cows. And so we are still raising funds all the way to June 10th. And all of this money will go with Josh to the National Youth Gathering and be put in with the rest There is a box in the hallway in the right in front of the office. You can put money in that box. It's a clear acrylic box. Or you can take any of the numerous cardboard pig banks, take them home, fill them up, and bring them back, and we'll count it toward the
awesome.
Toward the goal.
Awesome. Any other announcements this morning? Yes, sir, Jeff.
Not to take any time, but we met the other...
Turn around so they can hear you. Use the microphone. Actually, yeah, go up there and use the microphone.
I can talk enough here. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
No, we had a meeting on church softball the other night. For our kids that are going into 6th grade, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, or they're finishing 9th grade. And the one thing, and with the main objective, Cassidy, you can, we're out to have fun. And to get along. And our team is going to be combined with Peace and Our Saviors. So, but one thing that the lady said, Pam Cernick, she was at St. Joe's, the meeting was there, and she said, this is a great ministry for the kids. So I thought I'd just say that, and if you know of any of the kids, and they're mainly we're going to have fun, and that's about it.
Good. Thanks, Jeff. Any other announcements? Well, if not, you know what time it is. Let's go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.